This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Does high unemployment drive up crime? The answer during this pandemic recession is complex. A recent report from the Council on Criminal Justice found property crimes and drug crimes across 28 cities fell a lot, more than 20%, during the first 8 months of the pandemic. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Criminologist Richard Rosenfeld at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, authored the new report. He says all types of crime rates usually go up when the economy is bad, but there are two important exceptions.
One is the Great Depression, and the other is the Great Recession of 2008-2009. During which crime rates did not rise.
The reason, he says, is low inflation. Compare that to the dual recessions of the mid-1970s and early 80s, where inflation skyrocketed, unemployment was high, and so was crime.
When a recession coincides with increases in prices, with inflation, we tend to see crime rises.
So when things like food or gas get more expensive and people are out of work, there's more crime, he says. But right now, inflation is low. And because people are forced to stay in, crimes like home burglaries are a lot harder. But in some areas, like New York, burglary is rising. Francisco Marte in the Bronx oversees an association of bodegas, the small convenience stores that are everywhere in New York. Shooting and robberies in or near bodegas have spiked during the pandemic. He says just a few weeks ago at one of his locations,
a guy walks in, gets behind the counter, and points a knife at the clerk. The thing is, people are feeling the crisis. There's no money. People are desperate.
Rosenfeld's study found violent crime is up across the country. Homicides grew 34% this fall compared to last year. John Roman studies the economics of crime at the University of Chicago. He says rising violent crimes are driven by more than just inflation. It's also about
people who have long-term simmering beefs, right? Gangs and crews, they're now all home. And the people that they have disputes with are right there, just a couple blocks away. And everybody's got a lot of time on their hands.
Another factor experts say can't be ignored is deteriorating community relations with law enforcement. It's been a year of confrontations over racist policing practices, and many worry that people are hesitating to call for help. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.